Hi, this is Valerie Payne, and you're listening to another episode of Finding Unity. And today I wanted to talk a little bit about connection and service. And I wanted to start with something that I heard Esther Perel say, who's a psychotherapist. She's a Belgian psychotherapist. She's pretty well known, and she was on a podcast. And what she said was, often in Western culture, we often have this concept of, before we can be in a relationship, we have to work on ourselves. We need time to be the best we can be and better ourselves. And she talked in this podcast anyway, about how that's false, that we become the people we need to be through relationships. Relationships cause us to reflect on who we are. They cause us to reflect on things we need to better ourselves in, or ways that we might become our best self. It's true. I feel like, especially the past few years with social media, we've become more and more isolated. And it's important to take care of ourselves and to provide self-care, but at the same time, to have this idea that we have to be at a certain level before we can be in a relationship is false. I feel like there's a lot of truth behind that, and that the best way for us to grow is to continue to build relationships with other people. Something else that I've been thinking a lot about is service, and how it's so healing for us to look outside of ourselves if we are doing it without expectations. Often when I work with children who have thinking errors, when we're working on anxiety, depression, emotional regulation of any sort, I will use cognitive behavioral therapy often, and we talk about monsters as the irrational thoughts. So cognitive behavioral therapy, the idea of it is our thoughts lead to our feelings, which lead to our actions. And so with adults, we'll talk about thinking errors that we have and negative thoughts that we tell ourselves that cause us to feel negatively. With children, I'll talk about the monster, that there's a monster in your brain, or there's a monster in their brain, and the monster says negative thoughts. The more negative thoughts you think, the more you feed the monster, and the monster becomes bigger. So one time a child said to me something that was really interesting, and the child said, well, that's easy. Like, you don't have a monster in your brain because you just think about other people all the time, that you don't have room for the negative thoughts because you're always thinking and caring about other people and serving other people. Now, while it's not healthy to think about other people all of the time, I thought it was interesting, this comment related to service, because often when we treat others kindly, when we think of others, when we look outside of ourselves and serve others, it helps us to reflect, I believe, on ourselves and the narrative that we tell ourselves. So if we have a person, a friend who's going through a problem, and we talk to them and we give them counsel and advice, do we give ourselves that same counsel? If we serve someone, if we take the time to make them a homemade meal or whatever it might be, do we take the same time for ourselves to make a homemade meal? I think service allows self-reflection and causes us to grow through that connection, just like Esther Perel said. So when you're kind to others and you treat others kindly and you serve and you give them great words of wisdom and insight when they're going through trials, and you can reflect and give yourself that same insight, yourself that same sense of service, when you're doing that, the monster of negativity can't thrive. Another thought that stood out to me on connection and service was actually something I heard at church from a speaker. And she said, do things that bring energy. And I thought about running for me and how I have a love-hate relationship with running. I hate to begin my runs, but I love the end results of it. I love the endorphins. I love how it makes me feel. I feel the same way about life. Sometimes it's really hard to start things, but once we get going, they bring us so much energy and fulfillment. And it's a tricky balance because sometimes we need to set clear boundaries, especially with things we're asked to do. Maybe sometimes we have to say no, and that's okay. But when are we saying no to set a boundary? And when are we saying no out of fear to start the run? What brings us ultimate energy? What brings us fulfillment at the end of the hard long run? And are we willing to start the run to get there? And are we willing to set the boundary when we need to, so that we have the energy to do the long distance run? That can be hard to navigate, So make sure to tune in next week because I have Nicoletti and Jennifer Roach on talking about this balance and codependency specifically and how we can have a better gauge of setting clear boundaries for ourselves and do things for the right reasons.